The dark gaps in the rings of Saturn have been understood for many years to occur at just those positions in the rings from which any orbiting particles would be ejected by their chaotic motion. What is new and exciting about the study of chaos is not the discovery that chaos exists, but that certain kinds of chaos exhibit some nearly universal properties that can be analyzed mathematically. The existence of chaos does not mean that the behavior of a system like Saturn's rings is somehow not completely determined by the laws of motion and gravitation and its initial conditions, but only that as a practical matter we can calculate how some things, such as particle orbits in the dark gaps of Saturn's rings, evolve. To put this a little more precisely, the presence of chaos in a system means that for any given accuracy with which we specify the initial conditions, there will eventually come a time at which we lose all ability to predict how the system will behave. But it is still true that however far into the future we want to be able to predict the behavior of a physical system governed by Newton's laws, there is some degree of accuracy with which a measurement of the initial conditions would allow us to make this prediction. It is like saying that although any automobile that keeps going will eventually run out of gasoline, no matter how much we put in the tank, still no matter how far we want to go, there is always some amount of gasoline that would get us there. In other words, the discovery of chaos did not abolish the determinism of pre-quantum physics, but it did force us to be a bit more careful in saying what we mean by this determinism. Quantum mechanics is not deterministic in the same sense as Newtonian mechanics. Heisenberg's uncertainty principle warns that we cannot measure the position and velocity of a particle precisely at the same time, and even if we make all the measurements that are possible at one time, we can predict only probabilities about the results of experiments at any later time. Nevertheless, we shall see that even in quantum mechanics, there is still a sense in which the behavior of any physical system is completely determined by its initial conditions and the laws of nature. Of course, whatever determinism survives in principle does not help us very much when we have to deal with real systems that are not simple, like the stock market or life on Earth. The intrusion of historical accidents sets permanent limits on what we can ever hope to explain. Any explanation of the present forms of life on Earth must take into account the extinction of the dinosaurs 65 million years ago, which is currently explained by the impact of a comet. But no one will ever be able to explain why a comet happened to hit the Earth at just that time. The most extreme hope for science is that we will be able to trace the explanations of all natural phenomena to final laws and historical accidents.